I invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion, bread, juice. Jesus' body broken, his blood poured out as he took that at that Last Supper. He said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this as often as you do it in remembrance of me." This blood is the new covenant. This juice is the new covenant. This wine is the new covenant in my blood. Jesus paid the price in full for my salvation. He laid down his life. He is the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. The amazing thing we celebrate is he is the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, and then he took it up again. And he is now seated at the right hand of his Father in glory, exalted to the highest place, name above all names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. As we participate, as we take communion, we are saying, Jesus Christ is Yahweh God, Lord, Son of God, at the right hand of his Father. We are submitting to his lordship. We are seeking to be his followers, seeking to love him and follow him and walk in his ways. We recognize the cost, the price he paid to purchase for himself the church, his bride, his body. What a treasure it is to be loved by him in that way. We're going to offer bread and juice. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you're a follower of Jesus, if you've thrown yourself on the mercy of Jesus, thrown yourself at the foot of the cross as your only hope for forgiveness and salvation and eternal life, you're welcome to take bread and juice, hold it in your hand, reflect on what Jesus did for you personally, what he did for us corporately as a body of believers. Once we've all been served as a symbol of our unity, we'll take that together and give him thanks. Jesus, what you did for the likes of us is beyond amazing. But you're the good shepherd. You pursue the lost. You take sick, twisted, messy, broken, dirty things, bind them up, make them whole, make them beautiful, cleanse and purify, transform from the inside out by the Holy Spirit who comes to live inside of us. Thank you, Jesus, for the gospel, the life-transforming gospel that takes lost, messy, dirty, broken sheep and brings us home, shows us that we belong to you and to one another. What an amazing thing we're a part of, this thing called church. We receive a good gift from your hand, and we just want to say thank you, Jesus. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash a sinner clean. Drink.